Hello. Hello there. Welcome to the Goblin Beat. It's the Goblins Gaming Podcast. That was my Obi-Wan. Hello there. Isn't that what he says?
He
Hi
does,
there.
just not as
Yeah.
creepy.
That's your creepy Obi-Wan.
That's the more molesty.
Okay. Hello there. I don't know.
Welcome back, Jesse.
Jesse's here.
Yay!
He's gonna be playing Callan. Callan, who's gonna be swinging a longsword around this. He drops some GP.
Yeah, spent some serious dough.
Yeah, get some stuff. He missed last session where my guy was just dropping heavy money on all the like food and drink because I don't need any items, and so I was just buying all the expensive food and drink. Just
That's
because
right. He bought me like
why
the most
not?
expensive plate in the
I
inn.
bought yeah, I bought him like the 7-course meal and like the most. I
I
bought the most
tried to
expensive
refuse it.
wine. Yeah,
Did you get me a
it was
nice
nice.
meal? As a paladin, I felt really guilty about it.
You weren't there,
You were
Jesse.
off
Your
in the, you were
character.
off in the woods communing with nature.
That's probably I eat berries. That's probably why I only got one hit point back.
They were like the wrong kind of berries too. Got
You also missed Matt's character Frick was doing max crit punch damage on stuff. It was
Very
very
nice.
scary.
I was power punching. Speaking of 7-course meals, Alan is here playing Navram, right? No.
Jotnar.
Jotnar. B. Bogus is here for Navram. Sorry, forget. So yeah, Jotnar, our paladin friend.
I
Yeah,
am a
he's here.
friend
Yeah,
with a
he
helping
is.
hand, and I'm excited about having chainmail. That was the new thing I got and used last session. Helped me not get hit.
Did you break something? I thought felt like you broke something last session.
Did
Your
I
weapon?
upgrade my armor? Like,
I don't think I did. I just had fur. I
you're
had to
saying
get
no?
better than fur.
Danny's saying no. Scale is fine.
I mean, a paladin with fur is like very sad.
I
Do
don't
you
know.
have
That's what
boots to
the
go with that?
that's what the Dungeons and Dragons character on the cartoon wore was fur and a helmet with horns.
But I think he was like
It's
a
barbarian, though.
probably a barbarian. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're right. He was a barbarian. Did they have a paladin? Anyway, John is
Had a
here.
cavalier.
They did have a cavalier. That's right. John is here playing Zal, the Eastern European gnome, who probably knows where more than a few bodies are buried.
Murder gnome.
Yeah. He's
Guaranteed he does.
he's
I'm
a
pretty sure his character is a red cap pretending to be a gnome.
Right now John's red shirt, so that would maybe coincidence.
Does that mean John dies in this one? So he's
No,
wearing the red.
he's in red.
this is the new generation red shirt,
Yeah,
not
this is next generation. So if I were wearing a yellow shirt, then I'd be the one.
automatic gone. Oh.
Yeah. Ooh, if he and had short blonde hair, he'd be eaten by the black goop. The special effects were awful on that one. Anyway,
Oh, good.
Brandon is here. He's offering up his opinions on Star Trek, and he is going to be healing because he has heal spells now. He's
I learned
Navram.
something about it.
So he can't sit there and just complain the whole time about how all he can do is purify food. Which is sort of made redundant by my party chef feat. Just saying.
I'm surprised Brandon didn't just suicide by bad guy at this point. Like just
I should have.
run into melee and just
He does
Glad
seem really
it didn't. Because now he can
Yeah.
heal.
Because now, yeah, now we've got a legit
I have
cleric.
friends and stuff, so maybe it'll help.
And the party, talking about party cook or whatever, didn't you cut up some lizard meat last time?
I did.
Mm.
We got some lizard steaks.
We killed a tick and a lizard.
I got four lizard fillets, and then underneath that, I have the numbers 222, which I think must have been me trying to type something somewhere else. So. It happens sometimes. And then Danny's here. He's gonna try to kill us again. That's what he does every session.
That's Mork Pork.
That's Morkborg.
That's Morkborg.
The best thing about this game is I get to watch you roll the dice to kill yourselves.
Yeah. You know, Morkborg sounds a lot like a stew that would like be kind of reddish in color and probably has some vodka and potatoes in it.
John's.
No, that's something else. That's
John's surrendering.
He's off duty.
Turning it over the bridge.
It's borscht. I know what it actually
borscht.
Is.
Yeah, borscht. Okay. Thank borscht. You.
And all right. So, yes, you guys are in the moat house. You've come back for more. You didn't get enough last time. Yeah, you did fight a giant tick. It was not blue with a lot of muscles. It was just a regular tick shaped.
Yeah. Which, by the way, how bad does that look?
It didn't shout disturbing. Spoon.
No.
The blue beetle movie.
Yeah, you did kill the giant lizard. And when Matt was filleting it, he found a magical shield. I believe.
Mm-hmm. Plus one shield. That Navram ended up getting.
That's really good.
Yep.
Yes. Did we make a button for him?
I think we did.
Yes. I have a plus one shield. A button.
Okay.
I think all when right. he parries, it adds plus one to his roll.
Okay, excellent. All right, and now you're in the southeastern section of the old moat house. You found some stairs down. You ignored those for now. And you found a secret door that you've also ignored for now. You're standing next to some stairs that go up, but they're collapsed, basically. You guys have been able to see enough from outside and inside of this moat house to know that the upstairs is completely collapsed.
And there's where's the secret door?
There's some of these rocks. Up there where the bandits were, top right.
It's the secret stairs.
Oh, the ones they exited out when we fought them?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Jar's going to turn over some rocks here and there and look around for the stairs that go up, and it seems like it's fallen in. Just kind of looking for any signs of trinkets or things or papers or maps or bodies or anything like that.
Okay.
And I'm going to check
this D20.
Oh, go ahead.
D20. Just a straight D20. Okay.
Mm-hmm. 15.
After you move one of the larger rocks, see some things shift and some dust falls down from upstairs, but nothing really happens.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm going to check this door for any booby traps.
You're going to get that coal miner's lung if you keep that up.
I got the black lung, Pop.
Make your thieves' tools roll.
I think Cuthbert forbid it.
Yeah, you're pretty sure that this is, one, it's not locked, you know that, and two, it's definitely not trapped. So
I'm confident that I have not passed one of those yet.
Where am I on the map with you guys? Like, where?
No, I don't.
No,
see
you're way down there at the entrance.
You're way down here. They're up here.
Oh. All right. Well, I'm going to step back and
hey guys.
Motion to Jotnar. Hey it's ready for you.
Dang, you looked like you rested a whole lot, but you don't look like you feel any better.
I had a rough night. I ate the wrong kind of berries.
Oh, you ate the green ones.
I actually got 3 hit points. He just shat 2 of them out.
Mm-hmm. They were not the good berries.
All right, so it's not trapped. I'm opening the door.
All right.
Stand back, folks. Let me handle this.
You open the door to what looks like it was perhaps once a conference chamber, but it's been ransacked at some point, just like everything else. Let's see. There's a... there's no signs of any current or recent occupation. You see a couple of small rats that scurry away when you open the door. There's a wooden case against one wall over here, and there's a table with some like broken chairs and stuff in the room at first glance.
All right, I'm going to start with the table because it's closest and just look under it, look on top of it. Look through it. I can't select myself because I keep opening the door.
I'm going to go over here and check the bookshelf when he's done.
All right. I guess that would be a presence check and then what we've been using to search through things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Danny, I don't seem to be able to see anything.
I mean, call a doctor? I don't.
Navrum cannot see anything.
Over here? Like, you don't see
where I'm picking. Like, unless he's close to like somebody, like there's no light for him.
Oh, well, that's because he doesn't have a light source.
Can I light a torch?
You can have one.
No, I have a lantern.
All right. How many hours of oil do you have?
5.
All right. Yeah, mark 1 hour off and you can use it. Mark it down to 4.
Yeah, I bought a hidden lantern too.
If someone else has one lit, they need to mark off an hour.
Yeah.
I have one lit.
All right. If you'll mark an hour off of yours. Okay, so I got a presence roll of 12 from Jotnar. You don't really see anything unusual over there. Sal gets him a big fiver.
Guys, there's nothing really in here. Anybody want to take a look?
No, I'm good.
There's a wooden case over here. Might be something in it.
A what?
It's just a bookshelf.
Oh, okay. All right.
Looks like a lawyer's office to me.
Bookcase, bookshelf.
Well, you would know.
A barrister's office. It smells like bullshit. All
right, I guess I'm going to check this door to the west.
All righty.
Thievery.
Yep, totally safe.
All right.
All right, Dotnor.
All right, guys. Stand back.
All right. I'm going to open it up.
I'm going to open it and stand just outside of it and look in.
All right. You open it. let's see. Were you carrying a light source, Jotnar?
I was. I had a hooded lantern. I took off 1 hour of oil.
All right. When you open the door, dozens upon dozens of bats shoot out, causing you to drop the lantern, and it goes out. You lose one hour's worth of oil. If you want to relight it, you just have to mark another hour off.
Okay, Zal. Never mind. I'm going to need it. All right, I'll mark another hour off. How much is oil in town? Does anybody know?
You could probably burn some of that guano. Good.
That is just, you must have some druid friends.
Lantern oil, a flask of it is 1 gold piece.
Who? All right, people have moved around. Who was standing next to Jotnar when he opened the door?
I was standing down here.
I wasn't. I was standing right here.
It's
just me.
Next to him.
Navrum's behind me now, but I don't know if he was there before when I opened it. I don't know.
Right. I was standing right where I was for a while now. I moved down there to give an extra light source earlier.
All right. Well, looking in the room, it looks like it's basically just full of bat turds.
That's valuable stuff from what I hear.
Ammonia. Yeah.
But it also carries lots of microbes and potentially dangerous pathogens, so.
Yeah, you guys know all about that, living in Hamlet.
I elbow Navrum and I say, purify that food!
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. It's very nummy.
Can do.
I mean, if you guys think there's something useful, I can go in there. I typically don't like to get... Is there a way I can step around all the bat poop, or am I pretty much going to get it all over me if I go in there? Like a
slip and slide.
Yeah, it's a slip and slide situation. That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, I'm already checking this door, and I say over my shoulder, yeah, go check it.
All right. Looks good to me in there, guys.
These thievery checks... How many ones you got to roll?
I'm the best thief ever.
I'm starting to think that Zal... All right.
You don't know. All you know is I keep telling you it's all clear. You don't know what I rolled.
The last time I opened it, I got attacked by bats.
He wouldn't know that from thieves' tools.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you're a really good thief.
He's good, John.
A really good thief knows what a bat smells like.
All right. Stand, Navram, I suggest you stand back.
He thought it was a buffet. He said it was very good to eat.
Though Zal's skills are unprecedented. He is
very nummy.
He is butt gnome.
He's butt gnome.
He's a butt gnome.
That's why I was like butt gnome.
All right, I opened it. Look in. Stick my head in.
All right, this looks like it was at one point a bedroom for some kind of, I don't know, someone who was somewhat important, I guess, a petty official, maybe a guard, leader of the guard, something like that. Now it's just trash, like every other room you've mostly seen.
Fancy bedroom, guys.
The bed has actually been chopped to pieces, and all the furniture has been smashed.
I'm going to look out the window.
You see a beautiful little moat.
All right, I'm going to check out this table over here.
It's smashed.
Everything's smashed, guys.
Very smashed.
Very smashed. I'm going to do a presence check just to really make sure I got it. 8.
Okay, yep, totally smashed in there.
Nothing here.
All right, well, I say we move back north. There's the set of stairs going down.
Well, there is a large
down here. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a large empty room to the south.
There's just no door.
All right, I'll go and help look around in here. I'm bored.
All right.
19.
All right, you got a bird's eye view of Jotnar making a defense roll at a you're gonna need a it's gonna be two higher than normal to succeed.
Holy moly. What? That, do I even know what I'm defending against? I don't see anything. I need to defend.
Not yet. Yeah, just need to make a defend.
Against the D what?
Just make a defense roll. You can just leave it at a D4 right now. I'll tell you what it is.
D4, okay. I did not defend, right. And I guess I take 2 damage.
Then you're going to need to make a toughness roll.
Fuck, I suck at toughness. I'm pretty wimpy. Okay. Now, does this have to do with poison? Because I am immune to that as a paladin.
It does have to do with poison. So if you're immune to poison, you're going to be okay.
Well, I think it's immunity to all disease.
Well, the poison is different.
Okay.
Poison is a different thing than disease. Okay.
Well, I may die.
So if it doesn't say poison, then that's different.
I rolled a 12 with a -3.
Solid. Well, a 12 is a success, so roll a d4. Or do you want me to roll it?
You can roll it if 3. You want.
Oh, no. you take 2 piercing damage and 3 poison damage as an enormous snake drops from the ceiling on you.
Oh man.
And bites you.
So do I need to keep up with the type of damage? Is that gonna matter later or
it is not. You were not poisoned or anything.
Just 5 points of damage.
Mm-hmm. Look out for that snake.
Real timely.
Alright. Everyone that wants to help or run away can roll initiative.
I want to help myself.
How did you roll a 9 on initiative?
I'm going to double check the spreadsheet to make sure I don't have...
You got to be really good at it.
I have an agility of 4.
Yeah. He's got an insane agility.
Is that good?
Yeah, agility of 4 is about the highest you can ever hope to get, honestly.
Yeah, see? So, yeah, I guess that's good.
Most people are rolling with like a 0 or a 1.
This is weird. Why does mine say 1+4, but I rolled a 3?
No, you have a -1 to your agility.
Oh, that does say negative.
You rolled a 4.
Okay. No, that makes sense.
So, Danny, on the spreadsheet for Paladin, it says immune to infection. That I guess that's not the same as poison. Okay.
It's not.
All right. I just want to make sure.
That just means even if you take poison damage, you can't be infected.
I was going to say the doctor in the room.
Well, some would say that, you know, being poisoned. Yeah. Okay. All right. Whatever.
Yes. This is what happens when the doctor tries the lawyer.
No, I appreciate the effort. I mean, it's there A+ effort.
Yeah.
Tries the lawyer.
Mm-hmm. You just never know. I mean, these rules and their wording. All right.
It's true. A lot of gray Colin, area.
There's you've rejoined your friends and found a large snake.
Great. So remind me, Mortboard, there's no like flanking, there's no any of that, right? It's just
right.
It's walk up and die. Smack stuff.
Yep.
All right. So is this right there melee range then, I guess?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. And then I just, I will swing my brand new longsword at the giant snake. It's a short sword, but it's a long sword.
Yeah, roll a d8 because you got 8 damage. I'm alive. Yeah, you just slice into it. It's been a couple of days since you adventured, but you did not forget how to do it.
Mm-hmm. I need something to eat, man.
Freaking berries.
Okay. All right. Jotnar is wishing he had some of Callan's berries right now. All right. So he's going to step up and attack.
Whoa.
Jeez. Come on. Phrasing. He had green berries. They made him have the poops, but he also rolled a 21.
I think the giant snake dropping on you gave you the poops.
I'm literally flailing right now as I swing my flail and roll a 5 and do not.
I mean, he's wrestling. He's wrestling with giant snakes and wanting to touch people's berries.
No, I don't.
I mean, in your professional medical opinion, will poison cause temporary insanity?
As a cleric, both infection and poison could cause temporary insanity. Although temporary insanity is a legal term. I may not have capacity to make health decisions.
I wasn't thinking of the...
As long as you've already filled out your advanced directive, you'll be fine.
Yes.
All right, Zal, it's your turn.
Zal swings his sword ineffectually and then retreats. He says, "Keep it up, guys."
Keep it up, guys.
Give what up?
Keep it up, he said.
Oh, all okay, right. That makes more sense.
Alright. This thing turns and tries to strike at Callan now since he hit it. Make a defense.
I hold
roll.
My new shield up. So for that I just roll the defense die, right? I don't do anything else.
Yeah, and do a d4 for the damage.
Defense. D4. Submit. Okay.
All right, you failed. Now you need to make a toughness check. Well, you need to make a toughness roll as well.
Okay.
Up it out.
Oof.
So you're going to roll 2d4.
And are there ways that he could use his shield or like a omen?
I mean, he could let a shield break to absorb that, to absorb all the damage. Yeah, he could. All right, roll the 2d4.
Do I have to decide that? I was going to say, do I roll the damage first?
Yeah, roll the damage first. Okay. All right, so 6. That's going to be 6
damage
total.
So I have
total.
6 hit points.
Yeah, that won't kill you. That'll let you roll on the table.
So the permanently fucked up table?
On the, yeah.
The permanently fucked up table. Yeah.
Wait, I'm confused. I'm confused. So
no, it's on the broken table. So like, see if you fall unconscious or if you just stand there with one hit point or whatever happens.
I have hard to kill. So once a day, DR12 toughness to turn death from damage into unconscious.
Okay. Yeah. So you should be fine. All right. So you take 6 damage. They're going to drop to 0.
Okay.
When you select your token, can you click the broken button in the top left-hand corner?
I have a broken macro.
Yeah, that's what I meant, a broken macro. Yeah, click on that. Hemorrhage, death in D2 hours unless treated. Well, there you go. So you're at zero hit points, and somebody needs to treat you within the next 2 hours. All right.
Easy. We have a cleric.
DR 16?
Well, for him, yeah. Like if he, even if he's conscious until he's treated, he's it's going
to
be.
So what does hard to kill do, Danny?
Yeah.
So if you had, if
I'm about to die, I get to roll that to see if I don't die.
Yeah. If that's right. Yeah. If you had rolled death, or if you had gone below -5, hard to kill kicks in.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. All right. Well, I'm on the ground, guys. At least I hit it once.
Thanks, Callan.
All right, Frick.
Time to frick some stuff.
I rolled a 6. I think I'm next, right?
You're not on the table.
No, it's Frick.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I missed him.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, I'm trying to get out this frickin' door.
You guys were talking legal terminology while you were taking your turn.
Fist of Fury, I say.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Frick him up.
You've gotten really good at punching stuff recently. You punch him for 4 damage.
Been punching a lot of walls. I'm going to step back here with Zal.
All right. Navram, your buddy Callan has been bitten and appears to be bleeding to death on the floor.
He's got two hours, so he's fine.
There's a large snake in front of you and Jotnar is over there.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and hit this thing and then kill him after we're done with it.
Hit him, Navram.
All right. Well, nope. You are still wild with your Morningstar. 3 is going to miss.
Just a wild and crazy flailer.
Wild and crazy guy.
Is Callan conscious?
Yeah, he's just laying, bleeding out on the floor. I will let you make a toughness check to get up and fight if you want to. But if you do, you will attract his attention.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right, it'll be a
20.
All right, 20 will succeed.
Damn. I want you to get a -5. All right.
Very angry.
So he's got that thing, so I didn't use it yet. Have to kill. Whatever.
All right, so
he's got a shield too.
All right, 12 is gonna miss because everything's 4 harder, basically.
And an omen.
But can I back off or?
Yeah, you can back up.
You
can do that.
Sorry, guys. That was too good. Spit blood on you.
Walk by. No deranged.
Jotnar.
I do need a bow.
All right.
Now Zal knows Jotnar, what Callan wears under his robes.
He's going to take advantage of the fact that the snake was distracted with Callan's departure.
It's very little.
Swing his flail around and bang him on the back of the head. Or try to.
7 is going to miss.
It's going to say something about your pointed gnome hat tickling his balls, but...
I say to Callan, I said, I'll protect you.
I'm going to move up here.
I'm going to run down and try to stab this thing with my sword.
I can't decide if he's Scottish or like Moravian.
When I played him, I tried to make him Scottish. It was definitely not that.
He misses. All right. The snake.
I just noticed it was named Giant Poisonous Snake.
A bit on the nose, don't you think?
That's what it's called in the Monster's Manual.
Giant poisonous snake.
Yeah, what are you going to do? All right, Jotnar, it attacks you. Defend against a D4 damage.
Ooh.
Let me succeed.
Yes, I get 3 hit points.
Good job.
You do not.
I'm just joking.
It was not a miraculous defense. All right, Frick.
All right. Fist of Fury.
Let me miss.
Darn it. Fist, you let me down. I say as I back away.
Navram. Oh, nice. The Morningstar brings the pain.
Yes.
There it is.
Now everyone's like, I finally know how this thing works. You hit it with the pointy end.
Yeah, I was trying to hold it from the ball side and get him with the handle.
It's holding it, so. Holding it from the ball.
Happens to the best stuff of us. With it.
Tapping everything with the handle.
Poke it.
So, yeah. Oh my gosh.
I like how everyone's impersonation of that was two-handing it while they were.
That's right. You got a two-hand the ball.
How do you do it? I mean, yeah.
I mean, you're just really cupping it, though. Yeah.
It's a full size. It's two handfuls. All right. Callum.
That didn't drop it?
Mm-mm.
All right, I step over my gnome friend. Excuse me. You know, drip blood on him as I step over to help that red cap. And...
yes.
19.
Oh, 19 hits. He managed to finish off the giant snake of poisonousness.
Redemption.
Uh-huh.
Revenge. Collapse.
You don't look so good.
So all I need to do is just do, I need to cure wounds on him.
It's only a flesh wound.
How many times can you cast that a day?
I think I can do 2 spells a day. Is that how it works, Danny?
Every day he rolls for how many spells he gets that day. It's a
presence. It's a D4
plus his presence. Yeah.
Oh.
So right now he has 2 spells.
Okay. Because yeah. I have lay on hands that can use when we need it, but yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So what do I do, Danny, to cast a spell?
Click the use power button.
Okay.
You need to get a you're a cleric. Yeah, the DR is 7 plus the spell level. So you need an 8.
Mm. Just ignore that too.
Yeah. You're not rolling for powers. You've already have 2 powers for the day.
Oh, what do I
down at the bottom?
The one up there at the top, okay.
Yeah, the one that says use power. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's
all right. Well, that's
roll for powers again. Oh wait, you did roll power. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You rolled a 2, so you failed.
So did I lose a spell for the day?
Yeah, so it goes down by 1. Let's see what all happens here. All right. Using powers.
What's your presence?
0.
0.
Gotcha. Yeah, I have, like, healed him for
if you
something.
Fail, the power doesn't work, and you lose D2 hit points and become dizzy for the next hour.
Okay.
Damn, I don't.
I still lose the spell for the day, and I take 2 damage. Or do I still have the spell?
You lose the spell as well.
All right, so I take 2 damage.
Yeah, and that's just from trying to cast the spell.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just from trying to cast it. But now, so I mean, he only needs an 8 to succeed.
I got 1 more spell I can try.
Well,
I'll try it again.
No,
well,
you can't trap
another
hour.
No, I was going to say...
Brandon, you couldn't do it because you can't cast another spell for an hour.
Oh, yeah, you're busy and all that.
Well, good. All
right. Why does all this... under power say presence DR12 or minus D2 hit points and no powers for an hour?
Yeah, if you fail, it's minus D2 hit points. In.
So DR12, but where'd you get the 8? So he had to roll power 12? Or
now, if you look at the classes that we've created for D&D, cleric is class ability is a DR7 plus spell level to cast cleric spells.
Got it.
So it's easier for them to cast cleric spells.
Okay, I'm just going to lay hands on Callan.
So, okay, so before you do that, Brandon, you need to roll a D2.
Oh, I already took 2 damage. I didn't know it was a roll.
It's a roll for D2. Yeah.
Right, secondly, make a D2. Well, no, I can't. Okay, what do I got to type in to do a D2?
Slash R space D2.
Slash R space.
All right, and then, okay, so it's 2.
I got a suggestion, guys. I mean, just with everything that's happening right now, this is good. We're gonna we'll search the area. I can lay on hands, and then I'd say we like maybe try to just hole up and rest in that same room where the bandits were resting, where the secret door is. But
take a short rest.
Yeah, take a short rest or whatever we can take.
All right, so you're going to give him your lay on hands, so that's 6 hit points, right?
Yeah, 6 hit points level times 2, and remove infection.
I'm going to carve up this snake into fillets too, see if some treasure falls out of his butt.
Okay, you can do that. What do we call that? What kind of roll? What do we call that before, or does it say on your?
Let's see. It is. It's a presence roll.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So give me a presence roll. Mm. 7. Yeah, you're not able to get any usable meat off of this guy. He's poisonous all the way through.
Yeah.
And we use Callan's 19 perception when he first steps in the room. He was using that to try to look for things in the room.
I definitely saw the giant snake.
Okay.
There's a snake. It's biting you.
Also, he has the 1 in 5 chance of finding a secret door if it's in here. But,
snake.
So, yes. Callan, you did see something that caught your eye, which caught you from... kept you from letting Jotnar know in time. There was something glittering over in one of the corners that caught your eye.
Oh, well, after my fellow companion does his lay on hands magic, I'll go check it out.
Let's see. Yeah, all right, you find a jeweled dagger.
Ooh.
Yeah, uh-huh. You would estimate its worth at... You would estimate it's worth at 850 gold pieces.
Whoa. Good night.
Into the coffers. That was my...
I'll just tuck that in my britches. I'm just kidding.
Are we putting it with the group funds for now?
Well, yeah. Somebody does have to carry it. So, like, somebody has to carry it and put it on their carried items, because I want you guys to keep up with carried items on your sheets. Mm. So, like, if you...
Well then,
by the way, I do have a star
really stack. Really do tuck it.
How many carried items do we have?
10, I think.
I think it's 8 plus your strength modifier. Yeah, for me. It says on your character sheet.
Gotcha. All right, I'll carry
strength.
It.
Yeah, strength plus 8 items. Yep.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're all going to go up north and hole up in the bandit hideout for an hour or so and have some rations.
Or yeah.
Some food of some sort. All right, y'all can all move up there. Let's see here.
And we had tried to barricade the secret door earlier.
Yeah, you can put something in front of him if you want. That's fine. I mean, you can close it and put one
of
the...
And this door locks.
It does lock, yes. I think you guys have the key from the bandit leader.
Yeah. So we'll unlock the door.
Like, tie it with the giant snake and tether that to something?
All right. I like how you guys are all up there rope. And Navram didn't make it in, so he had to go hide in a different room. That wasn't nice, y'all.
Follow the sound of our voices.
They're up here, Navram. There you go. All right. Okay. Now Navram's in there with you. He's no longer all alone. All right. Everyone can, unless Matt, you're going to take the time to cook for everyone. Everyone can remove 1 day's worth of rations, and you can take a short rest.
Well, I don't need to.
Can I cook in the same amount of time that it takes to do a short rest?
Yeah, well, let's say you have to take a long rest to do a cook, maybe. Maybe that's the
do you want to take a long rest?
No.
It's like 11 in the morning.
Okay.
I mean, I can just use a ration. We have money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll use a ration, too. I just bought some
rations. Yeah, that's fine. I got rations.
everybody use a ration, and then you can use the catch your breath button to get a D4 hit points back if you need it.
Hey, hold on. Can I use my feet? Oh, this That's is
for,
different.
Only for long rest.
On long rest. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
Four. I was feeling better than I did this morning.
That's better than that one.
Is what button is it that we're using for the hit points?
Getting middle rest. Bottom.
There's a. You have to select catch your breath as the option on getting rest.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Sorry. Here we go.
Whoa! Look at this. Everybody's rolling fours.
Ballin'.
Wow.
Need that.
No need longer that. Feel bad for you guys.
It's a good short rest.
Somebody's gonna roll a one.
Oh. I think everybody else was already at full.
Mm-hmm.
Were they? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, good for you guys.
No wonder those bandits were sleeping here.
Right, yeah, it's a good resting spot. Okay, your hour passes quietly, surprisingly. Apparently no wandering monsters got rolled. What would you guys like to do next?
Zal walks over to the secret door, pops it open, and says, "Wait up!"
So, you want to check that out?
Will!
I guess he wants to go down.
Well, yeah, I think I kind of want to go down there too. Why not, right? If we're going to change levels no matter where we go, this is a secret door we found. Let's do it.
Okay. All
right, who wants to go down first?
I guess Zal, I would. Like, well, I'll, okay, Zal.
Zal, all right, you go down the stairs a little ways, and there's another door.
All right.
It's not secret from this side. It might be secret from
here
the other
comes
side.
The one.
Can you check it, Zal?
I'm going to check it.
You've been doing cool so far.
Here it comes.
I mean, this guy's right now. Jartner is thinking this guy's amazing. He's an awesome thief.
All right, it appears to be a perfectly safe unlocked door, Jartner. I mean, Zal.
He's good, Jartner.
All right, back up. Jartner will open it if Jartner can select himself. All right, I'm moving Zal somehow. All right, here we go.
Turn me upside down.
All right, I'm going to open the door. Can I see the door?
No, you can't. I'll open it for you whenever you...
Okay, all right, thanks. All right,
you're going to open it?
I'm opening the door. If anyone wants to leave the tunnel, now is the time. Yes, right. And I will open it.
You open it and step through, and you're outside.
Hey, oh, interesting. Secret
exit.
Well, exit. That's good to know. This is a quicker way in. If you ever need it. Do I see anything else out there?
Nope.
All right.
You see a couple of muddy footprints over here from where the bandits ran away the other day. That's about it.
Okay. I'm going to go back in and let the guys know what that was.
All right. Oh, I'm trying to move you in. There you go.
Yep. Nice little secret passageway to get back outside. I guess we should go explore elsewhere.
I suppose since I wasn't healing during this the short break, Zal would have gone around and urinated on some of the bed rolls.
Wow. Okay. That's what Zal does.
Holy
huh?
moly.
What?
All right. The other stairs
like
down
in here.
The other stairs down are over here. Yeah, where okay. Zal is.
All right.
It's very disgusting. He's not housebroken, I guess.
Zal, check them for traps.
These stairs?
Yeah, do they look they're going to turn into a slide and we're going to go sliding down the incline? Is that a thing?
It's a silly question.
All right, so you guys.
Do you want me to check the chairs, the stairs for traps?
It's up to you.
All right, I'll check it.
I'm gonna check the stairs, okay.
It's good, Jenner.
A three. Okay. You do see something on the stairs, though, even with your three, since you're specifically checking the stairs. You see... Where did it go? Yet you see a golden ring stuck in between a couple of stairs.
Zing.
I guess I'll point it out to Jotnar.
Ah. Yep. Golden ring, all right. What? Do you want me to pick it up? Okay.
All right, you pick it up.
Jotnar picks it up.
All right. It looks like it's worth probably about 40 gold pieces.
Nice. Nice
gold ring. I'll put that in my large sack.
All right. When you, as you say that, there's a chorus of screeching sounds, and more than a dozen giant rats pour out of the walls, screaming, and just cover all of you.
Oh my god, we're gonna die.
Yeah, rats everywhere. And
why? And this happened upstairs too, or is this just down?
Yeah, they pour up the stairs, all around those of you who are waiting to go down, all around everyone on the stairs.
So was that like the magic ring of, you know,
rat summoning?
Rat repellent? Like,
yeah. Hopefully it's rat repellent. Well, I guess we're rolling initiative.
Yep.
Here we go.
Great.
Attacks with
already attacking.
No, I was testing something out. Sorry, I was.
Well, you were way back there, Matt.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was busy making a macro. Sorry for my sling.
Okay.
I was busy trying to make a macro. I've never made a macro before.
I mean, these things probably do at least a D4. There's 12 of them or more. We're going to die.
Look at these initiative rolls. You're going to kill them all before they get a turn.
That would be good.
Callan, there's rats.
Man, the snake probably kept them away. All right. Well, yeah. I guess I'll pull out my longsword. And they should be happy we liberated them. You know, we liberated them from the snake. Yeah.
These aren't rodents of unusual size. They're about 3 feet long.
Oh. All right. Well, I'll try to skewer one with my longsword. An 11 for a whopping 2.
11 is going to miss. These rats.
36 feet of rat that we are dealing with here.
Skittering around. Well, some of them are underneath your tokens. Like, you can't even see all of them.
Wow. Are they, like, picking us up and, like...
Does anybody have area of effect?
They're, like, running around between your legs and stuff.
So when you're making a macro, how do you do like a D20 plus like a ability score or something?
Oh, I can show you. I have a macro with it. I can paste it and then you can look at it.
I'm going to attack the one, I guess, just to the south of Zal and to my right.
Okay, this one right here.
Yeah, that one right there. I miss.
Right. Swing and miss. Frick.
Is the plus like a racial thing, Matt?
No, it's your
presence or agility or something.
Adds in my agility.
Oh, I think
you don't have to do agility. Like if you do,
I'm gonna say retreat and let's all move back out of this thing. Come on, let's all everybody after you attack, take your attack. Let's all move back to a larger space, right? Because I just think it's ridiculous to be all cramped.
Your turn's over.
Okay, whatever. Fist of Fury.
Oh, you punch and kill one.
Boom. Dead rat.
Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in the cage.
So,
strip off my robes and still get a zero. I get a zero shirt, you know, black zero shirt underneath there.
Are you going to move? Join me. Reconnoiter at the Jotnar.
Navrom. Which one are you swinging at, Navro?
That way we're not surrounded. We just pull them. Okay, whatever. No attacks of opportunity.
What'd you say, Danny?
Which one of these rats are you swinging at?
The one to my 9 o'clock.
All right, that one right there.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Swing and crush it beneath your Morning Star.
Yeah, so if you do that, it'll add your strength to the roll. That plus one I have is because I get plus one with long swords.
All right, let's see these rats.
And then you'll see where there's the D8 for the damage and the D8 times 2 for the crit.
Yep.
There we go.
What's with all the parentheses and stuff?
It's just a...
That's how it rolls.
Stop and code.
Stop okay, starts. Each of you needs to make two defense rolls.
Each of us needs two D2 defense rolls or D4?
It's a D4 damage.
Right.
If anybody takes damage, let me know.
All right, I did not take damage. 17 on both.
I did not take damage either.
I took 2 damage, I believe.
From that first attack, it looks like. Yeah.
Yeah.
I take no damage.
All right, so you're going to take 2 damage, and you need to make a toughness, DR6, toughness test.
He did it.
An 11, you're good.
He did it.
Yay!
All right, Zal.
It's basically just paste that in, Matt, change the names, and then change the damage, and then change strength and agility.
I'll be right back.
All right, I'm going to try to get this one right here so that I can fight my way back up to my friends.
Which one? I'm sorry.
The one here in the doorway.
Okay.
So I try to stab it with my sword.
Can I just like drop my sword? It should just hit like 2 of them. You know, if they're under me.
I'll allow you to drop your sword, yeah. All right, cut that one into sushimi, Zal.
All right, and then I run out here to where my friends are.
All right, Callan.
Swinging. 11 for 6, man, I love 11.
Just miss.
Boo.
Jotnar. Oh, he's gone. Should I just attack for him?
Yep.
We know that's what he'd do.
He's flailing.
After explaining it for 5 minutes.
Where is he? I'll just say he attacks this one. He hits it and kills it. 4 rats dead. All right.
We killed a rat, Alan. Good job.
Do it. What? Really? I just got back? Did I actually have my turn before I got back? I was so fast.
Yeah, we're just rolling attacks.
Well, it's good. I'm glad somebody else was able to roll an attack and hit. All right.
You can thank Danny for that.
Great.
Thank you, Danny.
Yeah. All right.
I will try to punch something.
Or which one?
The one directly below me.
11.
All right. An 11 is going to miss. Darn. Avram.
Let's see. Nope.
Oh, man, that's a max damage roll, though.
Yeah. All right, these things are attacking again. Let's see. Zal, make 2 defense rolls. Callan, make 2 defense rolls. Frick, make 2 defense rolls. Navram, make 1, and Jotnar, make 1.
You say 2 for me again?
Yep.
Ooh,
I passed barely. Them both.
Navram passes his. Frick passes his.
Why do my defensive
one.
Damages
oh,
not show
oh, no,
red?
Zal.
Zal fumbles and takes double damage, which is 2 points.
If you're going to roll a 1, do it against a giant rat.
Frick fails his defense roll, but takes no damage.
Wait, do I also have to take the armor damage?
Yes.
Then I think I will use one of my 2 omens to...
Just makes it a regular fail, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so your armor's okay, but you take. Does that mean you just take 1 damage?
Oh, just 1.
All right. Did it multiply it times 2? I don't know if it did.
It did.
It did, yeah. 4. Okay.
So you'll just take 1 damage, but you still need to roll a DR6 toughness check.
Okay.
And you're good.
All right. And then I've got to do 1 more defend. All right.
Defended well that time. All right. Then it's your turn, Zal.
All right. I guess whichever one bit me, that's the one I'm going to try to stab.
It's this one right here.
Filthy animal!
To your right. And yeah, you kill it. Well, you couldn't backstab that time because there was nobody's close. But
oh, that's right.
But you did kill it. All right. Any movement?
Yeah, I'll come over here by behind Jotnug.
Okay, Callan.
Finally, an 18 for 5.
Attacking?
The one between Frick and I guess.
All right, well, you kill it. Okay.
And I'll move next to Frick.
You guys have killed 6 of them. There's only 7 left. Jotnar.
I'll step up here and I'll attack the one right here. And
to your north?
To my east. I guess that's east, not okay. Pinging.
You have to hold down for a minute for it to ping.
There you go. All right. Well, I'm in the head. Oh, double damage.
Yep. You splatter him everywhere.
Nice.
He's seriously dead as far as rats go.
And his armor's reduced by 1 tier.
That's right.
He's got a little bear armor. Patch where you shaved him.
That's a dead rat for sure. All right. Any movement? If you want any more movement.
I do, yeah, turn. I do. I'm going to move up here in between these and give Zal some room.
Okay. All right, Frick.
I guess I'll try to punch that rat again.
Punch that rat. Punch that rat. All right, this one to the south?
Yeah.
All right, you hit it for 1 point of damage. It's still kicking.
Dirty, dirty rat puncher.
You dirty rat! You killed my brother!
Avram swings and misses with his Morningstar. It's the rat's turns. One of them breaks from the pack and tries to eat Zal. That's 1 defense roll for Zal. 1 for Navram. 1 for Frick. 1 for Callan. 2 for Jotnar.
How many for Frick?
Just 1. Oh no. Your weapon broke?
No, I was trying to test a... Never mind. No. That I was rolling a crit failure.
Macro. He's a monk. What did he do? Break his hand?
Yep, that's what happens. All right. Second brace doing good so far.
Ooh.
John Arp has both of his. Mm-hmm. Oh, Frick. Frick failed.
What the frick?
All right, so you're going to take 3 and you need to make a toughness check. We made that though. All right. Everybody else roll theirs. Zal, did you roll your defense roll?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I got a 12.
Okay. All right. And then it's Zal's turn.
All right. Well, I'll try to stab this little guy.
And you do. And he dies.
Nice.
And then I jump up on the table. You got it, guys!
Callan, there are 5 rats left. Swing and miss. These rats are hard to pin down.
They are.
Jotnar.
50 little buggers.
What you play, Jotnar?
I'm just talking to myself because I was on mute. I'm going to attack the one here to the west with a flail. For nothing. 6 for 5.
Scurries underneath your flail.
And then I'm going to just stay put.
All right. Frick. You're going to fight to the death against this rat.
Pretty much.
Hey!
Punch him for 3 is exactly how many hit points he had left, and he dies.
He's so precise.
That's not the third or fourth one he's killed. He's hit every one of them for the exact number of hit points they had.
He's like hit, killed it. He does like some weird like monk move.
He measures their chi.
That's how I practiced back home.
Just enough. No wasted energy.
He gives him that like 3-finger death punch to the chest. Just
right.
Well, Navram swings and misses. Like you're killing it with the damage rolls.
Yep.
But you're rolling lower on your attack rolls. Sucks. All right. There are 4 left. Let's see. They're going to spread out. 1 attacks everybody except Zal needs to make a defense roll.
Why do I have to make one?
Because you got this rat attacking you right here. Callan fails his defense roll.
I feel like he's attacking 2 people.
I made mine. 15.
Oh, my character sheet won't load.
I said Callan. Callan failed, but you didn't take any damage.
I didn't see it.
Matt's pretending his character sheet won't.
Yeah, it really won't load.
Yeah, what a
let's do the attack form. Let's go.
What a way to get out of this.
Roll it, Danny.
Hold on. No, I did it. I got it.
Okay. Your toughness has been saving you anyway.
Well, I'm still losing.
Defense. All right.
Yeah.
He succeeded.
Yay.
Zal, every one of these rats has a buddy next to it now, so you can backstab away.
All right. I'm going to jump down here and try to get this one that's attacking Frick. I missed.
Just missed. Callan. I know how Callan feels. These things are...
Okay, hey,
go, Oh, which one are you attacking?
The one that Frick hit earlier for 1.
That one's dead.
Oh.
So you got 1.
Can I use an omen or something? Yourself. Or...
On rats?
No, never mind. All right, that's fine. I just stabbed the one to my left there.
All right, you heard it. It's bloodied.
Where did these rats even come from? We've already been in this room.
The rat that came up the stairs when they got flustered when he picked up that
rat.
Golden ring.
Yeah, we just started going down the stairs. I picked up the golden ring, and then we got
once
swarmed.
The rat repression ring was lifted, they were freed.
They had been...
They'd be grateful.
I thought so.
Someone had used some kind of behavioral training to keep them from passing the gold ring.
Here's some cheese.
Drop the ring on the floor.
Jotnar.
Just watch them scatter.
Damn you, Skinnerians!
You know all about that, Matt. All right, I'm going to step up to the bloodied one and attack him.
Okay.
And...
Nothing. We're at the point of seeking out the bloodied rat because it's taking a point of damage.
10 for 2.
He missed. All right, Frick.
Didn't help, did it? All right, I'm not going to seek out the bloodied rat. I'm just going to punch the one to myself.
Punch the rat you're with.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be with a rat you love.
That's right.
Punch the rat.
You can't be with the rat you bloodied. Bloody the rat you're with. All right. Well, you punched it for 2. You didn't kill it because this one's a little stronger, but it's also bloodied now. All right. Navram. There's bloody rats everywhere.
Smacks himself in the toe.
Man, you need to get the weight checked on that Morningstar.
Stop grabbing the ball.
All right. Navram, Zal, Callan, and Jotnar all make defense rolls.
Aha!
Success for Jotnar, success for Callan, success for Zal. And Navram, we just need your defense roll. Defense roll says...
Come on, Navram, you can do it.
Defense. Goal line stand time.
Oh, look at that. Oh, and he defends.
Right as the ESPN tone played on my phone.
That's right.
That was perfect.
All right, Zal.
That's a Wrexham soccer update.
All right. I'm going to come down here and try to get this one next to Navram.
Oh, you're not going to seek out the bloodied ones, huh?
No.
Too good for that.
I missed.
Callan, these last rats appear to be unstoppable.
I mean, 17 for 4.
on the same one you've been fighting for 3 rounds?
I guess.
Here. If you kill them,
just leave him on the sword.
You've slain him.
As an intimidating act.
Jotnar.
Jotnar
run you through.
Jotnar sees roasted rat in his future dinners. He's going to flail this one over here.
Doom.
For 8.
All right. All right, which one was it?
The one over here to the
all right, to your west. Southwest there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just turn it into paste with your flail. All right, Frick. There's only 2 rats left at this point. One of them is bloodied. Oh, and you finish him.
Yes.
Exactly 2 damage.
It was so precise.
All the hit points he had in the
world. Only what is needed, nothing more. Saves all the energy.
It's pretty cool. All right, Navram, there's 1 rat left.
Surprised he's not scared.
Is it all right? You got this. Oh, damn. So, do you have like minus?
I mean, how many things do you have? Just
rat
one.
Okay.
Sorry,
this
now.
Rat doesn't know the meaning.
Like crap.
This rat doesn't know the meaning of fear. He tries to bite Navram back for attacking him. Make a defense roll. And then it's going to be Zal's turn. Unless Navram, like, you know, critically defends and attacks back and kills it. Oh, no!
Oh, no!
All right, this thing bites through your armor, destroying it. And would you like to spend an omen to save your armor?
Yes.
All right. You spend the omen, and you don't take any damage, because for whatever reason, the damage wasn't enough to do anything to you anyway.
And Zal misses.
Oh, gosh. Callan! The king of the rats is still alive down here if you want to help. He's got a little tiny paper mache crown stapled to his skull.
All right, I will move forward and with the dead rat still on my sword. Ah!
Well, you hit him.
It softened the blow
for a full point of damage. All right.
Oh, these rolls are brutal, guys.
Yeah.
I know.
Jotnar, Callan has drawn blood on the king rat.
All right. Jotnar is going to bring the flail to the crown.
Or, oh, no.
Or not.
It's a fumble. It's going to break your flail, I guess. And can use an omen for that.
Yeah, I guess we'll omen that because I just bought that ball. Well, although they're only 3 gold.
Well, so you can just roll. You actually roll on the. There's a chart. It doesn't necessarily break it, but none of it's good.
Okay. Like, well, what's the least bad thing?
I'm not going to tell you. Least bad thing is it clubs Callum for a d20 damage.
All right, well, that's not that bad.
Let's not do that.
I'm just joking. All right, I'm spinning an omen.
All right, so it turns it into just a failure.
All right. Missed.
All right, Frick.
Kill the Rat King.
Brick's going to do 1 damage, and Navram's going to finish it off.
Oh, I called it!
Called it! Of course, it's been happening all battle, so it wasn't hard to call. Yes.
1 damage. All right. He gets just
Navram.
Him.
This
rat's taking punches, taking stabs. He's still in the fight. Can Navram finish him?
Do it.
Yeah!
The rat squeaks out. Adrian! And dies.
All the damn things.
I love the fact that the first hit he has the whole fight finishes the last one.
There we go.
Was that the first hit? Yeah, you know, he was a pinch hitter.
A pinch hitter.
MVP, you know, just save me for the last.
Ninth inning.
Holy smokes, you guys made it through the rat fight, the most difficult and dangerous of all the fights in the dungeon. Yeah.
All right, we're going down the stairs.
Oh, God.
Ready to go down the stairs to the actual dungeon now?
Yeah. We got warmed up.
We're done killing animals.
It's a natural dungeon?
Yeah.
Diddly.
Hatching all dragons.
Right. What's your order going down here? I'm guessing it's Jotnar first.
Yeah, I guess so. Who's behind me?
I'll be behind you. Oh. I'll be behind Jotnar.
Okay, you do it, then I'll be behind there.
Let's see. I think your token doesn't... you're using a whatchamacallit right now, aren't you?
Who?
You're using your lantern, right?
Yeah, hooded lantern.
All right. Jotnar, and who's right behind you?
I think Navram. Either Navram or... I keep wanting to say Ildan, Callan. But not Ildan. Callan, yeah.
Callan.
All right, and then is Zal going to go last? Mind is Frick going to go last?
I'll probably go before Frick.
Yeah, you got to be checking for traps, bro. We're actually in the dungeon now.
Yeah, and backstabbing too.
Okay, you got to start walking down these stairs, these stone stairs of doom. Well, you know.
Stairs of doom? Oh, man.
That's just what they call them back in the town. It's fine. It's a stone arch. You can see a floor below. A rat. Let's see here.
Did you say a rat?
I think I said all right. Okay, Jotnar, as you walk down the stairs, let's see. Don't. Where is this? It's over here. Sorry, just a second. Here we go. I need you to make an agility check.
Okay.
It's going to be a 12.
All right.
A 20. Right, you manage to jump out of the way as green slime pours out and only just barely hits you for 2 points of damage.
Dang, why didn't we check these stairs?
As it hits your shoulder. You need to immediately jump north or south to get out from under it, so you pick. All right, so you jump back up onto the stairs. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so now you see there's slime above both of the this entire last three stairs. So you either have to hop down them or cover your heads and run or do something to get past them.
Okay.
Or you could destroy the slime somehow.
Does anybody have any ideas about destroying slime?
We could try to burn it.
I can create some water. Maybe wash it away.
Yeah.
How much water? Purify the slimes.
Only if it's considered food. Stones don't have to eat it after to find out.
Well, some things do eat slime. Mm-hmm. Certain molds.
Certain X's.
Yeah. A lot of slime-eating X's in my past.
Whoa.
So yeah. we won't dredge that up. All right. So, I mean,
y'all want to try to clear them or just hop down?
How far do we have to clear? Is it like?
It's the bottom three stairs. It's you can clear it without a check. You just have to remember it's there.
Let's just all clear this and remember it's there. Doop.
Okay. And the green slime, we don't know where it came from.
It's just on the ceiling above the top, bottom three stairs right here.
Oh.
Yeah. And some of it dropped down on Jotnar, dropped acid on him when he walked under him.
Yeah, Zal, because you, our master thief, didn't catch it. But that's okay. You've been doing so great up until now.
Took 5 damage from the acid?
He took half of that because he made his agility roll. So he just took 2.
Okay, so how do we clear it?
You just walk quickly past it. Right? Or jump over it. Yeah.
All right, I'll jump.
There's no need to make a roll. Just someone needs to get out of your way at the bottom of the stairs.
I'm expecting Jonar to catch me.
Okay, so you find yourselves in a large subterranean room with stone pillars every so often. There's one there, there, and there. You can see like sacks piled up in places. You see a couple of doors here and here. You see another door up to the north. So you see one door off to the east on a northern wall. You see 2 doors on the far western wall. And you see a trail or a hallway going south off to your east.
Let's start over here, guys.
Okay.
Over to the west.
Check the doors, buddy.
All right.
Should we be rolling checks?
12. Only if you tell me you want to.
I was going to be looking at the sacks and the doors.
Yeah, I did think just examining this room and searching for this room, and also Callan has a 20% chance of seeing any secret doors.
All right. So this door right here that you're looking at, Zal.
Yeah.
Is one, it's locked. Two, it's obviously new and well oiled.
Ooh.
That's out of place.
Yeah. So can
I try to pick it?
You can try to pick it.
Yeah, because people wouldn't go to the trouble of locking a door and putting a new one in if there wasn't something good in there. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll do my thievery thing.
All right.
Dang it, Bobby.
You find it impossible to open. It was made by a master craftsman, you think.
Who is the strongest among us?
With your role, Jesse, your presence role, you didn't notice anything really of any value in here. It looks like empty sacks and broken barrels and stuff.
I am not strong enough to bust that down.
What if we try together somebody? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we help each other. We all just try to bust it down. Is that a thing?
Well, I mean, you know, you could just hit it with axes and hammers or something until you wreck the door in.
I'm down for that.
Well, let me try this one over here.
I have a crowbar.
Crowbar would help. Okay, this one is also locked.
All right, I'm going to try to pick this one real quick.
All right.
Yep.
A little bit better.
Well, you could. That's close enough to spend an omen, right, for 4 points if you really wanted to.
Yeah, that would get it open.
Yeah, it's 4.
Well, let's do it. I'll spend my omen.
All right.
Is that your last one?
Yep.
All right. The door unlocks. Click clack.
All right. I look at Jotnar. Is it open?
Yeah, right. I look at that door over here, okay, and I say, I'll be back for you. And then I open this one.
All right, you open it and look in. There appear to be just weapon racks and gear stored in here.
Wow, nice. Mm. Was this door new as well?
Yes. Well, the locks and doors and everything are new and oiled. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to step across threshold here.
Okay.
Check things out.
All right, you see spears, glaives, gusarmes, battle axes. There's boxes with dozens of black capes that have a yellow eye of fire sewn in the center. You see containers of provisions, crates of arrows, and a crate of crossbow bolts.
Rations?
Yeah, the provisions, yeah, are rations, yeah. It's probably
there's rations there too.
Yeah, the provisions is like it's like 50 days worth of rations total, probably.
So were the bandits upstairs wearing?
They were not
robes that looked like this. Okay,
they were not wearing capes like that. No.
Capes, so and all, you said it was the yellow eye.
Yeah, with a yellow eye of fire. Yes. So all in all, there's 50 spears, 10 glaives, 6 gusarmes or gusarnes, however you say that, 3 battle axes, 70 of those capes, 120 arrows and 200 crossbow bolts, and 50 days worth of rations.
Mm-hmm. Tell me so again the
number of arrows you can carry to count as one item. Sorry.
Well, 20. Sorry, tell me again those weapons.
More than that.
Yeah, it's
just the weapon types.
Here, I can just. Here, I'll just copy and paste it.
Yeah. Because I can use a staff. I'm not sure if I can use a. I can use a spear or stuff too, can I?
Nah, you can't use any of those things.
I can't use blade weapons.
Are they all martial or something? Let's see. 50 spear, 10 glaives, 6 gusarmes, 3 battle axes, 70 black capes. We can sell those. Is there a check that any of us can make? Has anybody ever seen this yellow eye of fire before? Does this ring a bell?
That's really fun.
I'll
wear a black cape.
You would not have seen it before, no.
Oh, wait.
It's not familiar to any of you.
Zal, you should fill up on crossbow bolts. You need them.
Yeah, so 20 bolts or 20 arrows count as one item.
So how many days of rations can we carry without like going crazy?
I would say 7 days of rations counts as one item.
Okay. I'm gonna
how many items can you carry?
So
it's 8 plus your strength modifier.
So 8, okay.
But what about large sack? So I bought a large sack, so that carries more. So I think that was like additional 10 items from the book, the Morgan Borg book.
Yeah, Danny, I was going to ask about that. Like, one of the things that I got when I rolled my character up was I got a backpack. And it says it has a capacity for 7 items. So does that mean I can keep 7 items plus whatever?
No. No, because that limit is for you to carry strength-wise. Having the backpack just means you don't have to have it all, like, strapped around your waist or in your hands.
Yeah, but not every item weighs the same. So it doesn't make sense that it would count the same.
It's not perfect. It's just a simple way to keep up with it.
So there's no reason to ever buy a backpack or a sack.
Well, I mean, you need a backpack just to carry your crap in and your coins and stuff.
Oh, so if you don't roll for a backpack originally, you can't carry anything?
I mean, you couldn't carry 100 crossbow bolts, right? Like, how would you?
I'm just saying, what's the point of having a sack or a backpack if you don't need it?
So
we all need backpacks or sacks. So I wasn't able to carry things at first level until I got that.
You could. You just have to strap it to your belt.
Look like a dummy.
Or stick it in your pocket.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So obviously all this stuff's going to be very difficult to carry out of here.
Yeah,
so
we can't move this. I also need somebody to hold the gold ring that I picked because I have 11 items.
If you guys made trips with all this stuff, you could carry it up to the cart that the mule is pulling.
Right? I'm just going to look like a dummy. I'm getting rid of my large sack. I didn't know that previously, so.
I just don't know why you you're talking so much about your large sack.
Let's not worry about the loot for now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep exploring.
Yeah, this is not like jewels or anything.
All right. What would you
like to do?
People
load up on arrows and bolts if you need them. And
increase
your rations to 3 weeks because that'll be 3 items if you can, if you got room for it.
All right. If you want to use the crowbar, I'd give you another roll with a +2 against this lock, although you would break it, of course.
Not my crowbar.
No, you break the door. Right.
Yeah, break the door. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let me try it.
Do it.
So get a +2 to this roll.
Oh, no.
Damn.
It does break the crowbar.
Can somebody else just try this breakthrough?
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say just use strength to break through it.
Just a strength roll? Well,
Just to be clear, he broke the crowbar.
It's crap! Cover freak, dudes!
I'll go in there and grab one of those pole arms and try to use it.
You can use an axe or a
There's three battle axes.
Yeah, there's three battle axes in there.
All right, I use battle axe as well.
What? My strength is a 2. Does anybody have a higher strength?
No, mine's 2 as well. So it's a
plus 2 is pretty good.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to break in.
All right, you guys just start rolling me d8s with those axes.
Oh, I just rolled a strength check.
I need a d8. I need another damage.
Does that 22, is that going to do anything for you?
It does not make any difference, no. That was a great roll, though.
Thanks.
Right. Rolled a 4. Right.
5 damage. It's 2 swings.
Somebody else get a battle axe.
You guys can just keep rolling them. Just keep clicking it until... 10, 15, 17, 20, 25, 29, 32, 38. Wait,
you're
going too fast.
How much damage do you need?
All right. Right about then, Alan.
That's right about 40.
We're looking for 50 total. All right.
Okay.
And finally, bust the door down. But I was trying to count the number of swings, but you guys really made it hard to count. I was looking for about 15
swings. Oh, we need to be over here.
Y'all have made a lot of noise at this point. That's what I'm letting you know. All right, and the door busts down. You see another room similar to the first. But this room, bust in, has shields, suits of leather armor, and barrels.
Mm. We're checking out the barrels and the shields.
Can I wear leather armor?
You should be able to. Yeah, I thought you already had leather armor on.
Well, I've got padded armor.
You can wear leather armor. It's a little bit better, lighter than the padded armor. All
right.
So the barrels, you look through those.
Pickles.
Yeah.
Full of pickles.
So what are they holding?
Two of them are small 5-gallon kegs of brandy.
Mm.
Those are each worth probably about 80 gold pieces.
Mm.
And then the rest of it appears to be like salted meat and stuff like that.
So should we just actually split the party, have them go back to town, get a wagon and come back with it? And then
We have a wagon.
We have one.
Yeah.
We have enough?
Yeah, up there in the courtyard.
We have one.
You got a cart and a donkey.
All right. Let's pack it up and sell it.
Yeah.
Well, first let's get ready to fight all the stuff that we just drew to us.
I like the idea.
I mean, Danny basically hinted at it. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We could all try to load up the cart before it gets here.
Yeah, somebody left something here, so I'm less worried about stealing everything and more like, let's figure out what's going on down here.
You hear some footsteps and a loud voice says, "Who make all this noise?"
It sounds like a troll or something.
Ogre walks in.
Yeah. Okay.
They have a cave troll.
he says, Lubash excited. Lubash good to eat. And roll initiative because he has some kind of weird pole arm thing and he tries to like poke it straight through you guys.
Oh boy.
Frick, you were too fast on your initiative roll.
It got on the table regardless.
Yeah, it came in. That was cool. Everybody except, never mind. All right. I was going to say, everybody except Zal beat the ogre.
Plus D5. The first time I rolled, it didn't pop up.
Sure. Let's see. All right, yeah, everybody but Zal beat the ogre to the punch. All right, Jotnar, there's an ogre standing out in the hallway.
Out in the hallway.
I was busy putting on my leather armor.
All right, I hear the commotion, and I hear the ogre's stupid voice. I run over to it, and I drive my flail down its gaping pie hole.
You miss. The thing's 10 feet tall, and you can't hit it.
I shouldn't have gone for the pie hole.
Callan.
I guess I'll step over near the stairs, the wall. And a 21 for 4.
4, he says. His thick hide seems to absorb some of the damage. No, only 2. Well, that's all it could have done. You stabby elf. I hate elves.
Damn.
Critical Morningstar attack.
Yeah.
Great damage roll there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have an omen? Do you have an omen?
I do, actually.
Use your omen.
You can spend it to get max damage.
Oh, that's true. Well, then I'll do that.
Would that be 16?
Yes, it would. 16.
Wait.
There you go. I just spent it.
Yeah.
Attaboy. Right.
You may have just saved someone's life.
All right.
See, the rats were just too small. I mean,
hurt so bad.
Navram swings for the fences, so.
Navram just kneecapped him.
Yeah, it's like there's bone and cartilage showing through the skin there. Why I take this job?
How did Navram hit him from there?
He's in melee.
Contact with him.
Is he? Okay. Yeah.
All right. He's not all the way in the square, but there now he's all the way in the
square. Okay, all right. That's what was confusing.
All right. Lubash hurt. Frick, it's your turn.
Alright.
Frick, super freaking.
That sucks.
Right. Swing and miss.
Come back away.
Okay, he picks up this club he's holding and he tries to crush you with it, Navram, for hitting him. Make a defense roll.
What's the D?
Just do D4.
I'll take just a second, sorry.
I'll be right back.
Well, he also swings at Callan with his other, with a second swing. So, Callan, you can make your defense roll too.
So, it's a D4?
Yeah. All right, you miss on your defense roll, so it's -2 + 6, so you take 4 damage.
Me?
Yep, you, Navram. Yeah, you take, end up taking 4 damage from his club when it hits you. It's 2d4 + 5, but there was, you know, there's no way to do that kind of thing. So.
Oh no, I'm at 14 hit points.
Zal. All
right. I hear them fighting, and so I run out. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4 over here to get there, and I'll try to stab him through his thigh.
All right. Well, it's a miss.
All right, and then I'll back up.
All right, Jotnar. This thing is hurt, but it's not close to going down, it looks like.
Okay. Pretty much just got the flail. Going for that. 10 for 8. Didn't do it.
All right, Callan.
16 for 2.
Let's see if his thick hide stops one of it. He takes 1 still. Chipping away at him. Navram, see if you can do 16 more damage this round.
Sweep the leg.
Right. Keep trying to go use the bathroom.
The rounds are fast.
Yeah, combat goes quick.
And that's Frick. It's your turn.
He left. Roll for him.
He did say, I'll be right back after his turn.
Okay. All right. He Fist of Furies misses. All right. The ogre is going to swing at Jotnar and Navram this time.
D4?
Yeah, D4.
All right. Ooh, barely.
That's a failure, actually.
13's a failure?
Yeah, you need a 14.
Okay, but negative one damage.
Well, plus a D4, plus five. Yeah, so you take 8 damage.
Okay. Can I use my shield for any of that?
You can use your shield, let your shield break to stop all of it. If you want.
There's other shields in that room.
There's a lot of shields and I have extra, so yeah, I'll do that. Okay.
Shield
breakage. Shield
breaks, so just check shield no for now.
Alright. Oh, what happened? Yeah. Not enough memory, something. It's
not good. Zal.
I'll try to do the same thing again.
Except this time. Succeeded, by the way.
What's that?
Navram succeeded on his defense. I was just calling that out.
All right. I'll try attacking from the other side. Go for his other knee, since he seems to be focusing on Jotnar.
Oh, you miss.
Yeah, he exploded. I am rolling wonderfully tonight.
Jotnar, it's your turn. New round.
All right. Well.
misses. Callan.
Longsword.
Ah, this ogre is fighting you guys off. Navram.
Roll 20 kicked me. I'm trying to load back in.
You made it click the button for you?
Yeah, go ahead and...
Morningstar.
Do the thing. Yes, please.
Boom!
Ooh, an 18 for 8.
Yes. For max damage.
That's
nice.
What you're looking for.
Navram bringing the pain.
All right, he absorbs a little of it with his stingy hide. He's bloodied. All right, Frick. Is Frick still gone? Oh, no, he's back.
He's back.
I'll try to punch him, yeah.
Oh, a punch. A palpable punch for 3. He absorbs 1 of it. Takes 2. Then it's his turn. He's going to punch at or swing his club at, I guess, Navram and Jotnar again. Do I need to roll your defense, Navram?
Can I have equipped? Can I equip my extra spare shield in the interim?
You had a spare one on you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was one of my items, a spare shield.
If you do that as your action, Navram, you fumbled your defense roll and you don't have any omens. So
I lose my armor?
Well, no, it's gonna drop. It's just damaged.
You're gonna die.
Your armor will go down to tier 1.
Yeah, and you're gonna take 10 points of damage. You're not down or anything though, because you got plenty.
Yeah, I still have 4 more left.
Yeah. All right.
Not 44.
All right, and then
so with my armor.
Yeah.
Can I get it fixed? What do I do?
Yep.
Like,
yeah, there's rules. There's rules. There's a handout.
And it says tier 1. All of it.
When we go back to the town, you can get it fixed.
It's 25. It's 25 gold pieces. It's 25 gold pieces to get it fixed.
So for the shield, equipping it would be an action. So that would take up my attack next turn.
That's right.
Okay, I'll just try to defend and not defend. 0 damage plus whatever he's got with this.
Oh yeah,
craziness here.
7. So you take 7 damage.
Okay.
So I didn't realize that lets you type in the damage on there. So you guys can just type in 2d4.
2d4 plus 5.
Plus 5. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. So that was 7 damage.
So does he do? He does 2d4 plus 5.
That's right.
I don't understand how usually with other enemies, the damage that it's going to do is at the bottom. But for this guy, that's different.
Because you're not typing in a 2d4 plus 5.
Yeah, if you just type in 2d4 plus 5, that's what I did on Brandon's defense roll.
And it worked.
And it didn't
Okay, got it. So instead of d4, 2d4 plus 5. Okay, I got that. I can do that. So you just did 7 damage to me. I'm at 5. I'll take that.
All right, Zal.
All right, I'll step forward and yell, "Leave friends alone!"
Aww. He thinks we're friends. Ah.
Man. And then I'll go back here and hide beside Frick.
Jotnar, this ogre is beating the snot out of everybody. It's got
to
be stopped.
Yeah, I've not been able to hit him. So I'm going to try to hit him again.
16 for 3 is going to hit. Mm-hmm. This tough hide blocks a little bit of it, but most of the attack goes through. He looks pretty rough. Callan.
Ugh.
Oh, that's a great hit. You got any omens left you want to use?
I got an omen.
Can spend it for max damage, but that's only D8 instead
it's
of
only
D8.
A D8, so it's
yeah,
not
if it had
like...
been a crit.
But it would go from 2 to 8, so it's 6 more damage, and he looks rough.
No, I'll just...
Could drop it.
Let it roll. He ain't dropping.
All right, he takes one of it.
He's got double-digit life left.
All right, Navram. Are you back, or you want me to click the button?
I'm good.
All right. 14 for 8. That drops him, even if he absorbs 2 of it. You... crush his skull in.
I think I've done max six damage.
Took him down.
Yeah.
Navram does not like ogres.
No. No, I think we found.
But also, he does kind of like the fact that it's easy to hit them because they're so big.
Might be the time for Jotnar to lay on hand. So.
I already did that with to Callan. Mm. So we'd have to take a long rest for that.
It has been an hour, though, so Navram can try to cast Cure Wounds on someone again if he wants.
Spells suck.
Right now I'm at 4. How's everybody else looking? Because I can only do 1.
Everyone else is better than you.
Okay. Well, that's a horrible thing to say, Danny.
As far as remaining health.
Eh. They weren't better at you than fighting ogres, I can tell you that.
No, he was the MVP. He's on a hot streak. He killed the last rat, and he's just got, blood rage now. He's just...
For the record, I can't see Callan's health bar.
In a 14.
You rolled a 7. I'm just going to give you that and say that it worked. Because...
Why, thank you.
Because no one has managed to cast a spell yet this entire time. It's whatever it says. I think it's a D8. Yeah, hit points.
If I roll a 1, I'm just going to be happy and take it.
I was going to say, it's still 1 extra hit point.
3, okay.
All right, you watch him pray to St. Cuthbert, and his wounds partially knit themselves up. What does everyone think about that?
I say, I like him.
All right. Can everybody see Callan's health bar now?
Yep.
All right. Okay. That ogre was pretty rough.
He was bad.
He's a tough dude.
That's a lot of damage. If he's, 2d4 plus 5. I mean, that's...
Yeah. He's bringing the pain.
For sure. I'd say we rest, but it's still probably 11:45 in the morning.
Well, it's at 12:30. You guys could take an... You get 2 short rests. You could take the second short rest and sit in one of these rooms. Maybe the one that still has the working door and lock.
And all the food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's food and brandy and everything.
Yeah, let's get a short rest in there.
Sounds good.
All right. Let's see here.
I'm going to get rid of my sharp needle.
All right, you guys get your rest with no issues.
I check the ogre before we go in there and see if he had anything.
Ooh, like some keys?
Yeah.
I only got 1 hit point back. Nope, he does not have any keys or anything like that on him.
All right.
All right, Matt, you cut him open?
All right, who hasn't rested?
So what do I need to roll?
Al. I haven't rested yet. Let me roll it. Sorry.
Catch my breath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
one hit point.
Yeah. All right. 2 hit points for Alan.
Okay. I think that's a good place to stop for the night. And we'll pick up here next time and let you guys decide what you want to do. There's still plenty of daylight left.
Load the wagon and leave.
Still plenty of daylight left, so if you guys want to keep looking around in here in the dungeon, you can. Otherwise, you can run away, come back.
I think loading the wagon is not a bad idea, for sure. Okay. And if anybody can tell me an idea to use my magnesium strip for, and why I should use a precious
slot. To start fires.
Yes, for the start fire. Thing. Pretty much anywhere.
You could set that slime on fire.
Yeah.
The magnesium strip, will start fires even if it gets wet, right? Even if you go swimming with it, you can still use it to start a fire later.
Yeah, or it's just a spot for a spear or another thing I could sell.
That's true. Okay, so we'll stop there. Everyone gets 1 experience point. I don't know where everyone is.
Oh, leveled up.
Oh, is that enough?
How many do we have to have to level?
I was 3.2, now I'm 3.3.
Well, yeah, you need experience points equal to your current level. So yeah. I know Jesse is now at 2, so it makes him level 3.
Anybody that has not missed a session should now be level 4.
Okay. Yeah, I missed one session, so I'm a level or I'm a session away.
I don't remember what to do when I level.
I have not missed a session.
All right, you click the so Frick and Jotnar are level 4. You press the getting better button, which is really getting different.
Getting different.
Yes, getting different for sure.
All right. So, Jesse, you were just
unless you're Jesse, because he always gets better.
With your rolls.
I didn't get any hit points.
Well, not, that doesn't count. For your hit points, yeah. So, all right, let's look at your current scores. So your strength goes up. Your agility goes up. Yeah, everything goes up by 1. So your strength and agility are now 4 and 5.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yes. 6 is maximum.
I'm on the front line, man.
All right. Behind Jotnar.
All right. And then you're a fighter, so you roll a d10 for new hit points. 2. All right. At least you roll bad on something. So now 16 is your max hit points.
What did I roll for my hit points as a monk? D6?
D4.
D4? D6? Are you sure?
Who wants to get better next or get different next?
I'm going
to
roll my D4 first. Okay. So 2.
Oh, nice.
Well, technically, you have to roll 5d10, and that number has to be equal to or higher than your current hit points.
What?
To gain hit points. You have to roll 5d10 to see if your hit points go up or not. The HP check. Yeah, all right.
So. No, just hit the get better button. It does the HP check.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. It does it, but it doesn't do it correctly for every class. So it rolls 1 more than he gets. It only rolls it correctly for Thief.
So my hit points definitely went up.
Yeah, so they go up by 2.
Yeah, alright.
2 hit points, yay!
Ah, oh, gosh darn it. My strength went down. And everything else goes up.
Yeah, rolling a 1 is always going to go down. It kind of sucks. Unless you have a -3, then it stays the same, which also sucks.
So I've got it's not terrible. I've got a 1 strength, 0 agility, which was -1 before. Mm-hmm. 3 presence and a 3 toughness.
Nice.
Man, you should think of branching out as a wizard or something.
Yeah, you should cast some spells.
Yeah. Except it'll change next level.
So say your strength was 4 and you rolled a 3, would you go down?
You would go down a point.
Yep.
Yeah. If your score,
better you get, the more likely it is you're.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you just level out eventually. Everybody's going to eventually just be average.
Everybody should, end up around 3 or 4 all the time and everything over time.
Okay. I guess I'll get better or get different now. I'll start off with that. It's never been good for me.
Wow, everything except toughness. Good job.
But toughness can't decrease anymore. So there you go. I'm already at negative three. presence goes up.
That's insane.
So I'm now at zero presence.
Presence, agility, and strength all go up.
Does agility go up, though? Because I'm already at plus two for that, and I rolled a two.
Stay the same.
Stay the same. And strength does increase. Okay, that's kind of nice. So I got better. Didn't get worse, because I can't get worse with toughness.
Your toughness is already negative three, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Man, and, like how can you keep it at a negative three forever? Like, it just doesn't seem possible.
I know. I've just always had, I've had like ones, how many levels am I? Four? So I guess I've had ones like four times in a row.
All right. So those of you who are level four, though, get new abilities. Who will hit level four?
Me.
All right. A paladin can now turn undead as a first level cleric.
Nice.
Good to come in handy.
Did I get anything at three, Danny?
No.
No.
Yes. At 2, 4, 7, 10 is when you get.
So did I roll 5d10 for my hit points? Or
you roll 10d10.
Oh.
So
there's no fucking way.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So but, just roll it. Man, you roll a d10 so for new
roll
points.
10d10.
Well, just all right, roll it. So,
and then I'll just roll the d10, right?
Can we just have that number of hit points? That would be
pretty sweet. Oh, seven more. I'll take it.
Damn.
All right. And then as a monk at level four, you get 2 unarmed attacks per round.
Yo,
nice 2d4s. You hit with a 2d4 now.
Wait. Yeah, level 7, your unarmed goes up to d6s.
Well, we'll see if I make it that high. Let's not count them chickens.
Yeah. All right. We will stop there.
Question.
Bye to Craig.
Yeah. Oh, bye, Craig.
Bye, Craig.
See you, Craig.